Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a snowy day out there. It's typical New England. 60 degrees yesterday. 30 degrees today. I mean, it's just typical New England weather. But I was thinking about this yesterday, thinking about what to talk about, thinking about what to, you know, really discuss. And I was going to start talking about Valentine's Day, and the whole first 2 hours I completely forgot about, you know, what Valentine's Day was tomorrow. But I didn't forget my wife. I already did stuff with my wife, got her stuff, so we're good there. But for those of you out there who are just starting to think, you know, let's look at some things and think about what flower meanings are, what color the meaning is. So some of you are not sure really what to get. You know, what color should you get? We all know red roses mean love, right? Red flower is true love and passion. Whereas a pink flower actually is also a symbol of love. But it also means happiness and gentleness. That's kind of why a lot of pink flowers at Mother's Day, you know, the gentleness of the mother towards children, etc. You get the idea. But there are so many other options out there. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. You think about it and you say, all right, I'm going with the red roses. It means I love them. Yep, it's going to do it. But there are so many other things to look at. If you are looking at, you know, something like a yellow, you know, it's friendship, you know, a request for forgiveness. So you might not necessarily be looking to give that, right, to someone you love, showing the red. And it doesn't necessarily have to be red roses, right? It can be red in general, so you get the idea. But just kind of think about it and see what you can do with that. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Blanche is in Derry, New Hampshire.
Blanche, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about jumping worms. They seem to be a new topic. I understand They originated with the cherry trees from Washington, D.C., but I'm not sure what one can do to, if found, to eradicate them. And I'll listen to your response on the radio. Thank
you. All right.
Okay?
Yep, no problem. So the jumping worm is also known as the Asian jumping worm, earthworm. It is an earthworm, right? It looks like an earthworm. It's not an earthworm. So you can tell the difference by the band on the earthworm itself. So the earthworm will have more of the same color of it, its flesh, in that band. Whereas the jumping worm has a very, like, distinct white band towards one of the ends of the worm itself. Another thing that you'll be able to tell the difference is with an earthworm, when it comes above ground and you hold it, it does kind of move itself around, kind of thrashes around, but not extreme. Whereas the jumping worm, when it's above ground, it's like violently thrashing back and forth. So those are a couple ways to figure out the difference between the two. Now, why are they bad? The jumping worm, instead of creating earthworm castings that are reusable to the soil, they basically deplete the nutrients. It decreases the water-holding ability of the soil, and you really can't plant much in it, and it's hard to grow your plants. So what can we do? Well, we want heat is the biggest thing. If you're finding them in a garden, you're most likely going to find them in an area that has some shade. You might find them in a compost pile, but not necessarily in the compost pile, because compost is a heated, you know, that center turns really hot. So we're looking for something that the temperatures will get to about 100 degrees in it. So that's why a compost pile, and maybe not. But it could be on the outskirts of the compost pile, especially if it's in a shady area. It will definitely not be in the center. Now, these jumping worms live for a year, but they can grow from an egg to an adult in 60 days. So that means in one season, they can go through the cycle almost six times. The bad thing is they can reproduce without a mate. So that's why they've become such an invasive type thing. The biggest thing is heat to get rid of them. So building a compost over them and heating it up, getting sun. Sometimes what you can do is get like the black plastic, like the heavier duty plastic, putting it over an area that you found them, to heat the soil up using the sun. The major thing you need to do is, if you do find them in your garden, you need to call your local extension. Like if in Massachusetts, the UMass extension, New Hampshire, the UNH extension, those types of things need to be looked at and sent to them so they can track where this is and where it's going. Sometimes they can be tracked on your tools, on your clothing, on your feet. So make sure if you find one in an area, you clean off all those things, right? What can we do if it's in an area where your plants are? We want to promote deep drought-tolerant roots, right? And so deeper waterings will help those areas to allow your plants to go deeper into the soil. That's one way to do it. Another thing would be to remove and destroy any of the jumping worms that you find. So pulling them out of the ground, put them in a bag, and suffocating them. That could be the way. Every adult captured and killed means fewer eggs in cocoons. And those are the harder ones to find. What you could do, you know, one of the easiest ways, if you found them in your yard, get like a plastic bag, carry it with you, and get some rubbing alcohol. And drop the worms into a container that has rubbing alcohol in it. You can put them in the bag and put the rubbing alcohol in there, and then that's how they could get killed. Sorry about that. But that's part of it. Another thing to do is when you're doing composting in those areas, clean up the leaves and disease-free plants and put those into the compost versus, you know, insect issues. So that's part of it. Now, there's so much more we could talk about, but I'm hitting a break. I don't want to continue on until the other side of the break. So if you have questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Veyer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Veyer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I want to get back into the lines here. I will get back to the Asian jumping worm in a bit, but I do have a call on the line, so I want to get back into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Kingsborough.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. Yes, I have a hydrangea plant, a flowering plant, and it doesn't flower. And I'm wondering if I could do to maybe improve that so I could get it to flower.
Okay. Now, it's an outdoor plant. You've put it in the garden, and it just hasn't bloomed.
We put it outside, yes. It's an outdoor plant, and the first year it did bloom, and it really hasn't bloomed since then.
Okay.
The plant is beautiful. The foliage is awesome. It's about 3 to 4 feet high, and it gets sun about 11 o'clock in the morning, then from there on.
Okay. Now, so have you pruned it at all in the past couple of years?
I haven't in the last 2 years, no.
Okay. So this is, 11 on. Now, when it first originally bloomed, what time of year did it bloom?
I'm gonna say midsummer.
Okay. All right. Because sometimes around Mother's Day, around Easter, there's those types of hydrangeas that are forced that don't rebloom again. They're just made for that one and done type. So that's why I ask that question.
Okay.
So my next thought for that hydrangea there is it might have gotten stressed out and caused it not to flower for the past couple seasons. That being said, what I'd like to see you do this spring, as soon as the ground starts to thaw, when you can put a shovel into the ground and the shovel goes down, not just right on the top there, As soon as the shovel can go in the ground, that's when you're going to want to do this. I want you to use a product called Super Phosphate or Triple Phosphate. That product, if you look at the numbers on the package, will have, it's usually like 0180 or 0450. That right there is something that not only helps produce a heavy root system, but then will help produce a heavy flower set eventually. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it can work on that first season to push new flowers. The other thing I want to see you do is that if you do start to see some blossoms or just where it's just starting to, you know, a flower head starting to pop.
Okay.
As soon as you see that, I want you to start hitting it with a liquid bloom booster. And that right there would be like, it should say it right on the product. It'll just say bloom booster. And that has like a very heavy middle number. It's usually like a 10, 52, 10. And the reason why at that point I want you to use the liquid is because the liquid is more readily available for the plant, whereas the granular, when it's earlier in the season, can slowly get into it and really help build into the flower. So that's why you want to do that. Now the flower on this, the liquid, when the flower is there, the liquid will push into it and get a better, it'll get to that flower easier and push the growth that way. So it's definitely worth doing both of them, not just the granular and then to the liquid. So definitely take a look at that that way, and that could really help you out when it comes to pushing flowers on it.
Now, the liquid one, do I just spray that on the leaves, on the foliage?
You would go, that would go into the soil. So it's like you would regularly water. When you're regularly watering, I'd water it first, then use that fertilizer on it into the soil. But you have to use that specifically when you're starting to see flower buds. If you use it before flower buds are forming, it'll just produce more green leaves for you. So it's very specific.
Okay.
Okay? Well, I appreciate the call. I got to hit the break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin that invading Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. The White House said there was no suggestion that the hour-long call diminished any threat of an imminent war in Europe. Biden also said the U.S. and its allies would respond decisively and impose swift and severe costs if the Kremlin attacked its neighbor. The two presidents spoke just after Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, warned that the U.S. intelligence shows a Russian invasion could begin within days and before the Winter Olympics end in Beijing on February 20th. Russia is still denying it intends to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Government officials are calling for action to end a large protest at a port of entry between the U.S. and Canada, and U.S. security officials say they're monitoring a possible similar protest that could disrupt the Super Bowl and President Biden's State of the Union address next month. The Freedom Convoy protests began in late January and returned about a week ago at the port of entry that separates Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. The demonstrations are causing trouble for trucks moving products between the U.S. and Canada. Automakers on both sides of the border are getting hit hard. Authorities are trying to clear activists from the Canadian side of the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor and Detroit. It's one of the busiest trade routes between the two countries. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged Canadian authorities to take all necessary and appropriate steps to get the bridge open again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And for the break there, we were talking with John in regards to hydrangeas not flowering. And I will say, that is one of the biggest questions we get asked in the nursery industry, and you know, there's always a number of questions that have to be asked back in order to get the right answer for you. So a lot of them have to do with, you know, when did you prune last? When did you do this? When did you do that? That type of thing. Then, you know, is it sunny? Is it shady? What's the area like? Those are a few questions that we usually jump in at first, and we say, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is how to fix it. Now, I'm a big proponent on, even if your hydrangeas have not flowered, or have flowered, excuse me, of using that superphosphate in the spring. So I just want to reiterate that. It does help with ones that haven't, but it's definitely one to help even more with ones that have. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barry's in Hampstead.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My son-in-law is from Louisiana.
Sure.
And they had these festivals for hatch green chilies. And it's
okay.
Great thing. He'd like to try to grow them around here. He ended up getting a seed pack last year, but we didn't have a chance to put them in the ground. So we want to start them now, start them this year, but I'm not sure how to start these seeds.
They're okay.
Pretty tiny. And like, when do I do that? And do we need a heating pad underneath it? That kind of thing.
Okay. So the hatch green chili... I would take a look at the back package, the back of the package, and it'll tell you right there how many days it will take for maturity, right? It'll say 80 days, 90 days, that type of thing. So that's the first part I would look at. Now, usually from there, what it'll say is it'll be like 80 to 90 days to maturity. So then I kind of count backwards from when I would like them to you know, really produce for you, right? So usually, so say it's 90 days, we were going to want to use them in, it's usually in July is when we're starting to see them really produce the most, July, end of July into August. So I usually go about 90 days prior.
Okay.
Then what I look at is when the last frost is. Now, in this area, the northern part of New England, it usually can take, it's usually May 20th to May 30th. So that's the time frame where we know that we can take our seeds that we've been growing indoors and start getting them outside and not worry about a frost hitting them and hurting them. So I take those two numbers into play and I say, all right, usually a plant can last inside when you're starting it indoors about 6 to 8 weeks from the last frost date.
Okay.
So May 20th, we'll go with 8 weeks. It's just easier for math's sake. So from May 20th, we go back to April 20th, then to March 20th, give or take a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So about March 20th or so is when we would want to start those growing. So as far as growing them, what do we want to do? We want them to have temperatures on the soil at about 70 degrees. So that's where that heat mat you were talking about comes in. So to start, what I would do, get a nice, not very like heavy soil, very light soil. So you would find it, you know, any soil out there would just say seed starting soil. That is basically a soilless mix, which means there's none of that heavy, like sill, clay, loam, those types of things. It's more of a light mix. So what you want to do with that mix is wet it first so that the soil is already wet. It's not one of those things where it's so dry that when you go to water it, the seed then floats to the top, right? So we want to make sure that seed stays in the soil. Obviously, it doesn't have roots, so it's not pulling the water right away. But as soon as it starts to develop that root, if it's completely dry, it's just going to come right to the top. So that's why we want to pre-moisten soil, okay?
Yeah, makes sense.
So from there, you're going to keep them in a very warm area, sunny. You are really looking to get the soil temperature on these between 80 and 90 degrees. So if you were to just keep it in your home on a windowsill, it's probably going to get 70 to 72 degrees because of the temperatures in the house. Where that's where you add that heat mat where it can warm it up. Some heat mats can get you 10 degrees, some can get you more. It all depends on the variety that you purchase. But if you want your plant to germinate quicker and be stronger, that's where that heat mat comes into play. So with the germination of this particular seed can take 7 to 21 days. I know that's a large number in between that, but that is... You know, 7 days, I would say, is more of when you have the heat mat and it's cranked up and it's doing really well. The 21 days is maybe more natural, not having it. I'm not saying that in 7 days it's going to germinate just from the heat mat. It could be a little bit longer than that, but that's one of the things you have to take a look at.
Okay. Do these heat mats have thermostats on them or something like that? Or is it
they don't. What you can do is... look for like a soil thermometer and kind of keep it on in the area. Maybe if you're if you're planting, like, say you're planting six packs, just as an example, and you use an 806 tray, so that would be like a normal tray that you would buy at a garden center that has 8 6 packs in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Leave one of them just soil, right? Because if you put the heat mat on the bottom, all the soil is going to be the same. So you put the thermometer in there, and you can kind of watch the temperature go from, you know, to see what the temperature fluctuates to. But one easier way to do it is if you have a very, like, southern exposure type window, keep it in there. The sun from outside plus the heat on the inside plus the heat mat are really going to bring that temperature up.
Okay.
They even, you know, I'd have to look around a little bit more, but they do even have some heat mats now that you can get connected to your like an iPhone. But some out there, and they're going to cost more, are going to have that digital thermometer on there.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, the old school ones that I've always used are just like a 10 by 20 heat mat, which is basically the size of a tray.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug it in and hope for the best. That's just kind of how it's always been, right?
Okay, yeah.
But technology has changed at this point where you could get one that does have a digital thermometer on it. Or, like I said, buy a separate soil thermometer to try it out. It might actually look at them. It might end up being the same price if you were to buy just one. And then if you buy one, it's really connected. You get the idea.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So
what? Do you buy these online, you think, or something like that? Or?
The heat mats, so the ones that have a digital thermometer, I would say online
mm-hmm.
is the best way to go. But a lot of your local garden centers will have heat mats this time of year. Like right now, you could get all the items you need at your local garden center.
Oh, okay.
I know, so I work at a garden center. I work at Mahoney's in Massachusetts. We have 7 different locations, and they all have the simple heat mats. You know, the 10 by 20, but they don't have the digital thermometer. But it just keeps that temperature going because you don't want the soil to get cold. It just slows down the process of the seed. Okay?
Right. Okay.
One thing I'd like to also see you do, and this kind of is for any plant, and it helps kind of, not harden the moth, but get them ready for outside, is a gentle breeze from a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it does is that breeze stimulates the plant and it gets the idea of the outside so that it feels that what wind can be, it feels what those things can do, and it doesn't hurt it. It prevents dampening off. This is what that is an ailment where seedlings will shrivel up and die when you put them outside. So air circulation in that area is very important as well. If you don't have a fan, one thing you can do is just brush your hands over the seedlings daily, multiple times a day. You know, I'm not talking like hard, just lightly over the tops of them so they feel like it's almost been hit by the wind. What it does is it strengthens the stem, strengthens the stalk, strengthens the whole plant, gets the idea of the outside.
Cool,
you know, the
yeah.
weaker the seedling is when it goes outside, the more likely it's not going to survive and be strong for you. So that's why we do those things.
Okay. So what about like something like a grow light or something like that? Is that it is or?
Well, I would definitely, if you can use a grow light, I would definitely look into it. It's going to help it because you're looking for 12 to 16 hours of light a day right now. We don't have that naturally, but when we get closer, that's why closer to May 20th about, our days are a little bit longer and you'll be able to see that, you know, the sun more. So, if you were starting it before, and I still think, I don't think we're at 12 hours of sunlight at that point anyways, especially if it's a southern exposure, sun has to come across, right? So there's, you know, there's going to be some time frame in between it. But you're looking for 12 to 16 hours of light.
But the darkness is also important, though?
Yes, you don't want it. You don't want light on it 24 hours a day, right? Okay. That can be too much. My father used to talk about this when if you left plants in a windowsill and there's a street light like right outside the window, that can create the 24-hour lighting. So that's like another thing to kind of think about because these plants do need to rest as well. So, you know, anywhere between 8 and 12 hours of shade is what they're looking for. And then as you're bringing them out, slowly bring them out, you know, during the day so they can get used to the temperatures. If it's cold at night, bring them indoors. And then you slowly leave them out longer and longer. Get them into the ground and then continue on with them.
Great information. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Barry, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. savegcn.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ted is in Centerville.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
How do you feel about picking the dead flowers off of rhododendrons? And I also have myrtle plants that, should I be picking them off also?
Okay, so rhododendrons, you definitely can pick them off, but it's not, I don't think it's as necessary, because it's not going to help them rebloom. They're not known for reblooming, they're just kind of done. If you want to do it to help, like, prune back the plant a little bit, that's probably what you would do. But I wouldn't, it's not necessarily something you have to do. It's not like it flowers and prune it back. So that's up to you. I see no problem with it, though. Because it kind of cleans it up a little bit. What it also does is when those flowers fade and then they kind of fall back onto the rest of the plant, and say it rains on top, it can create like a mildew on top, creating, you know, an opening for pathogens and insects to kind of come in. So, and what was the other plant?
Myrtle.
Okay.
M-Y-R-T-L-E.
Like the creeping myrtle?
They're bushes. I think they're native to the Cape, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. I just, because there's a couple different varieties out there. That's why. So it's like a crepe myrtle, is what you're looking at.
They have big, the ones that I have anyways, a big pink or light pink flowers in like a big ball almost.
Yep. All right. So that's, so there, you know, you have it in the bush form?
It's about 5-6 feet tall.
Okay. Yep. So on those, I would have no problem with you taking care of, after it's flowered and removing them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to go too crazy. You don't want to just prune everything back, because sometimes what it can do is it can result in fewer flowers the next season, right?
Okay.
If you're looking to kind of prune them back just to keep them shaped, you're going to want to trim them maybe in what we call like late winter, early spring. So in about
now,
three or four weeks, I would look, just because of the... Right now, I'm afraid to cut anything just the way the temperatures have been fluctuating up and down.
Sure.
Normally, if the temperatures had kind of stayed steady, I would say you could do it right now. But when we had 3 days of 50-plus temperatures, and then we go back into the 20s and 30s for a few days, and then it goes back up, I get nervous that by pruning them, it can shock the plant a little bit too much. Because the plant feels the warmer temperatures for a couple of days, starts to like almost wake up and be like, all right, it's spring. But then it gets hit with that cold again, and it can shock it. So by pruning it when it's warmed up and then it hits cold again, can actually do some more damage. So I might wait a couple more weeks just to get those temperatures to kind of steady off a little bit. I mean, we're...
Sure.
They're looking midweek, at least in the area, like 60 degrees, and tomorrow's going to be in the 20s. So, that fluctuation is going to already stress our plants out enough. I would wait to prune it until a little bit, towards closer to spring.
Okay.
But the majority of these crepe myrtles, they do the best with less maintenance. So... You're really looking for like dead and damaged branches, areas to try to shape it to the way you would like it to be, sucker growth, those types of things. And they should be, just limit it to those, not a heavy pruning, and you should be fine.
Okay. Well, all right. Appreciate your help. Well, thank you, and have a great Valentine's Day.
You too, Ted. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, here. We got about 30 seconds to the break. On the other side of the break, we're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative join us to give us some great information on what we can be thinking about to get ready for spring. So stay tuned for that. We'll be taking calls at about 9:30, so hold on to this number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.